God, would you be with us as we step into your word now? Help us to see how much you love us, how much that love costs, and the importance of our response to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I spent time this week looking for a video. I wanted some kind of representation to express the tender love of a mother for her children. Our general go-to thought is that God is Father and we have this Father love. But God is not a human being, so He is not confined to only one kind of love. And part of the love that God has for us is love we as humans often express through a mother's love. And that really is the background for the words Jesus will speak to us. So enjoy this video. The notes at the bottom are a little tough sometimes to read, and if you just get caught in the story, you will understand. It's hard for me to count the number of ways and the number of connections between that true story and God's love for Israel and for us. Israel was nothing until God chose her. And God loved this helpless orphan called Israel. He nurtured Israel from infancy. He loved her over the decades and over the centuries. He cared for her, and God took her as His own. God mother loved Israel like Jane mothered June. During a desperate time in Israel's life, God sent a prophet by the name of Isaiah who spoke words that were strong at times, but also words that were encouraging, calling Israel to come back home because she had strayed away. And one of the most powerful words that prophet spoke are found in the 49th chapter. And Isaiah writes, as the mouthpiece of God, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she bore?" Now the obvious answer is no. But just to make that statement even more emphatic, Isaiah, again the mouthpiece of God, continues to say, though she may forget, though a human mother might forget her child, I will never forget you. Brothers and sisters, God was shouting that from the time of Isaiah, and He has never stopped shouting that. I will never forget you. And I have those remembrances of how this single mom endured the ridicule of fellow students, basically cut off everything in her life so she could mother this young adopted girl. How Jane protected her from from verbal accusations by taking them upon herself. That's God's love for Israel. And since God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that's God's love for us today. And throughout the millennia, God has done everything He possibly could to let Israel know how loved she was. Now the video captures the essence of the mother's love for the daughter. And we want the enchantment of that final scene. I love you, Mom, to last forever. But what if it doesn't? How did Israel respond to God's love? Over and over and over and over, Israel turned her back on God. Over and over and over and over, Israel said, I'd rather be loved by this Egyptian or this Assyrian or this Babylonian rather than you. Israel chafed under God's love. And it's kind of as if Israel shouted, just leave me alone, God. Leave me alone. Get out of here. But God never stopped loving her. Never. God called and called and called again, and Israel kept ignoring, and God kept calling. And this is the love that is the backdrop for the vintage words of Jesus I'm going to read this morning. And particularly the second paragraph when he laments over Jerusalem. Chapter 13 of Luke closes with these words. At some time, the Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you. And he replied, go tell that fox, I'll keep driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. He's not going to stop me from loving people. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next, for surely no prophet can die outside of Jerusalem. And it's as if by speaking the city of Jerusalem, it clicks in his mind. And he goes, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, you who turned your back on me, over and over again. What does he say? He says, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. And you are not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Israel has all the behavior of an addict child. Never afraid to ask God for that next gift. Gimme, gimme, gimme. But never willing to return love to God. Israel's addicted to herself. And the Lord never stopped loving her. But he never would condone or foster her wrong behavior. And he treats us the same way. In fact, the door was open to those of us who were Gentiles because Israel so often turned her back on God. But he treats us the same. Two thoughts. God forever loves, but it's not about false rescue with God. How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are not willing. Do you know how a hen gathers her chicks under her wings? Do you know what that imagery speaks? Just Google it. Go to YouTube and Google that. What a mother hen does, frankly, is a mother hen sits down and her large body, which is kind of air and feathers, provides a home. And she'll call the chicks, but they have to come. And if they come, there's space for them underneath the guarding wings of the mother. But if they don't come home, they are not safe. Jesus longed. The Father longed. The Spirit longed for Israel and now longs for people to come home, to be protected under his wings. But he will force nobody. God forever loves us. But God will never provide some kind of false rescue. God needs us to turn to home. And in regard to turning to home, it sounds pretty hopeless for Israel. Look, your house is left desolate. How low will you go, Israel? I tell you, you will not see me again, but the sentence doesn't end there. You will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You will not see me again until you come home with a heart ready to change. Open arms is God's stature. And God's arms are always open to anyone, to everyone who is willing to make that true heart change. That is tough love. But it's the kind of love that really rescues. It's the kind of love that can bring about enormous love and life. And that's how God loves us to this day. But he will not give us some kind of false rescue. It's real or it's nothing. God loves you. God loves your neighbor. God loves your boss. God loves the guy at the service station and the person who's on the other end of that telemarketer phone call. And God's sitting there saying, come home. And sometimes we're the voice who can lead a friend or a neighbor home. Have you come home to Jesus? Have you said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? the invitation is yours. The love and the protection is Jesus when you come home. Let's pray. God, we can be addicted to drugs. We can be addicted to alcohol. We can be addicted to nicotine. We can be addicted to work. We can be addicted to self. And if we live in our addictions, we will prevent ourselves from coming home. But there you stand with arms open wide, with love that is palpable and real, beckoning us to return to the safety of the one who can help us learn to live this life in wholeness and find peace under the shelter of your wings. I pray, Lord, that we would be honest enough with self to make sure we have come home to you. And then that we would use our voice to help others to come home to. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.